Wanted, Score Reporters. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective.
Fresh apples.
Potato chips.
That's pure Michigan.
If it's Michigan made, you know you're getting something special. So it's not only good for our state, it's great for you and your family. Learn more at michigan.gov/buymichigan.
With the winter sports season wrapping up its first month, the Michigan High School Athletic Association's website, MHSAA.com, is becoming populated with basketball schedules and scores, a popular feature of the redesigned site. This is the first year the website is carrying regular season scores other than football, where schedules and results were being input by schools as a requirement of conducting the MHSAA playoffs. With each passing day, more and more schools are posting their schedules and scores to MHSAA.com. Visitors to the website can see statewide schedules and scores for a single day or a range of days. As the site becomes more populated with data, a visit to a school's individual page puts you just a click away from viewing their information. At this time, you can find between 100 and 200 basketball scores for each gender on Tuesdays and Fridays, as well as other nights of the week, and that number is expected to grow as the season progresses and more individuals sign up to report scores and more schools embrace the crowdsourcing nature of the score reporting system. You can also find some bowling, ice hockey, and wrestling schedules and scores that have been put online by some schools. Crowdsourcing is the act of taking tasks traditionally performed by an employee, contractor, or an individually designated party and outsourcing them to a group, the crowd, of people or a community in the form of an open call. In this case, the public is now being invited to help carry out a task to help capture large amounts of data, schedules and scores of games, and aggregate them into a single location where they can be accessed. Something which has so far proven to be an elusive goal on the internet. While schools are encouraged to input scores and schedules on their own, the crowd, which includes all registered users on MHSAA.com, is needed to help fill in the gaps. Anyone can fill out the simple registration form on MHSAA.com and begin reporting scores. Users can then add scores to the website as soon as the final buzzer sounds in high school gyms across the state. Registered users have the ability to add an event to a school schedule or add a score from a completed contest. If a score is reported inaccurately, users can also dispute a reported score. School administrators, coaches, and MHSAA staff are given additional privileges to edit disputed contest information. In the future, registered users who have a proven track record of accurately reporting scores can become authorized score reporters and will also be given enhanced editing capabilities to edit scores and schedules from around the state. Over the course of the fall sports season, the MHSAA.com website had over 10 million unique page views, with half of those views being generated by visits to the football information, scores, schedules, and playoff point summary pages of the site. The website averages over 14,000 visitors daily, and during the playoffs this fall, that number soared to over 30,000 on the days that the playoff pairings were announced and playoff games were taking place. To join the crowd and become a score reporter, visit the MHSAA website at MHSAA.com. In the upper right corner of the screen, you can find a Register Now link. Once you fill out the form, your registration will generally be activated within 24 hours. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.